Brian, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Spelling plus baking equals winning. Mm-hmm. On East Coast Radio, it's Last Kid Standing with Sasko. Taste the care, T's and C's apply.
This is where we take the brightest grade 4 learners in KZN to see which one of them can spell the bestest. Each day we'll have one winner with a weekly semi-finalist who will go on to win their share of the grand prize of 100,000 rand at the end.
And the words we're using are provided to us by Clifton School. House rules, your first answer will count. Mm-hmm. All of the other T's and C's are online, ecr.co.za. And the parents should go there and read those T's and C's and stuff. Yeah. Before the child comes online. And then Kerry Miller's decision will be final. It actually says judge's decision, but the judge...
On behalf of all three of us, the one who's not afraid to speak up.
Yes,
also, can I just say, an unofficial rule.
Uh-huh.
It's just an unofficial rule. This is going to help you, right?
Yeah.
If you're helping your kid crib at home, when they're here, if they make it here live, it's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, they can't spell
because they can't spell. Yeah. So don't help them.
Let your kids, mom and Google, kids, stay away.
They can do it. Let the kids do it.
So it's time to meet our contestants. This morning from Westville Senior Primary, we've got Ashria Pariachi. From Northlands Primary, Kaylin Costa. And from Hampton's Primary School, we've got Kivar Maharaj. Let's meet them.
Hello, my name is Ashria Pariachi and I am 10 years old. I would like to win the spelling bee because both my parents work in the medical industries and they have worked throughout COVID. I would like to take them on a well-deserved vacation.
Hello, my name is Kaylin Koster and I'm from Northlands Primary School. I would really like to participate in Last Kid Standing with Sasko. And you won't regret it. Because I know how to spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hello, East Coast Radio. My name is Kivar Maharaj, and I'm in grade 4. I would love to enter Last Kid Standing because I want to give it my best shot and try to win. Thank you.
Wow! Good morning to all three of you. Looks like we really have a competition on our hands this morning. All right, Ashria, Kaylin, and Kivar, we're going to start with the easy round. And alphabetically, I do believe it's Ashria. Yes, let's do it.
Correct. Let's play round one.
Ashria, your first
word.
Hi. Your word means belonging to or associated with any person in general. Your word is your.
Pardon?
Your word is your.
Y-O-U-R.
That is correct.
Well done.
Kaylin, your word means in, at, or to this place or position. Your word is here.
H-E-R-E.
That is correct.
Well done.
Kivar, your word means coming immediately after the time of writing or speaking. Your word is next.
N-E-X-T.
Going through to round two of the first Last Kid Standing with Sasko this morning are all three contestants. This is the medium round. Words are slightly harder, but we haven't introduced the timer just yet. Still alphabetically is Ashria. Ashria, let's play round two.
Hi.
Your word or your next word means, it's a past tense, push oneself off a surface and into the air by jumping. Your word is jumped.
J-U-M-P-E-D.
I want to give that to you, but I'm looking at our nasty producer, and Kerry Miller's also shaking her head. We have to go with the first...
So this is where the rules are so shocking, Ashria, because we have to take the first letter you said, and even though you did spell jumped correctly your second time, the first time you said G.
Yeah, take your time.
So we need to have G, but I'm going to ask you just to hold on the line. Don't do anything yet, Ashria. But that has to be incorrect, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Michael.
Horrible thing. Rules and T's.
I don't want to be the judge anymore.
But it does level the playing field. It makes sure that there is no favoritism and no cheating. It's an unfortunate part of competition.
Okay, so Kaylin,
your word means a contagious bacterial disease. Your word is plague.
P-L-A-G-U-E.
That is correct.
Yeah. Jeez, okay.
Kivar.
Okay.
Sky just spelled plock in his head.
Yeah.
All right. So okay. Kivar, Kibar, your means a public procession celebrating a very special day or event. Your word is parade.
P-A-R-A-D-E.
That is correct. So we go to Kaylin.
Yes.
Kaylin, your word means a subdivision of an army. Your word is brigade.
B-R-O-G-A-D-E.
Great guess, but that is incorrect.
All right, don't go anywhere, Kaylin. The correct spelling of brigade is B-R-I-G-A-D-E.
Kiva, your word means it's a plural, a starchy plant tuber, which is one of the most important food crops. It is cooked and eaten as a vegetable, and the Irish absolutely love it. Your word is plural, potatoes.
P-O-T-A-T-O-E-S.
Just checking with our producer. A little bit of a stumble there, but you did get to it without a correction. That is correct.
Which means...
Are we there?
Yeah,
I'm doing
there.
The math. I just want to make sure. Is it correct?
That is correct.
Check with VR. Check with Sky Shabalala. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We lost Ashria in the last round. Kaylin spelled brigade incorrect, which means Kivar gets it right.
Kivar, that means you are this week's first contestant going through to the semi-final. Last kid standing.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. Well done, Kivar.
Well done, Hampton's Primary School.
How does it feel?
It feels exciting. It's also my first time being on air.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, not only are you going to be on air, you're going to be with us in the studio on Friday. Are you excited about that?
Yes.
We can't wait to host you. There we go. Kivar making it through to the finals of Last Kid Standing. Kaylin and Ashria, thank you. You
well
were
done.
Magnificent contestants. Better luck next time.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.